ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji received its second tranche of COVID-19 vaccines last night, with 100,000 doses of AstraZeneca being flown into the country. Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama welcomed the vaccine's arrival.
Tonight, of course, the first shipment of 100,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have arrived to Fiji from our friends in India. And much has been said about the need for an inclusive recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The experts have told us that rapid global access to vaccines is the key to keeping all people safe. Leaders have espoused the same. Action, however, is another thing entirely. Through vaccine maitri, and I understand Queen's friendship, vaccine maitri, the initiative that has delivered these vaccines, India is adding the missing piece of equity to the COVID equation.
The vaccines made by India's Serum Institute are a gift from the Indian government as part of its Vaccine Maitri or Vaccine Friendship Initiative. So far, India has provided more than 60 million vaccines to 76 developing countries commercially as grants and through the global vaccine coalitions. Teesta Prakash is a PhD researcher who's written about India's vaccine diplomacy. She tells Liam Fox India's provision of AstraZeneca doses is connected to both its historical and cultural links to Fiji and its geostrategic competition with China.
So Fiji is one of India's long-standing partners in the Pacific region. And of course, you know, their historical relations and the fact that 38% of Fiji's population is actually of Indian descent really comes into the play that, you know, India is making vaccines more equitable, yeah.
To the wider issue of India's vaccine diplomacy, why is it doing this?
Look, of course, there is an overarching strategic element to the vaccine diplomacy, right? And one cannot ignore the China factor here. So China has been doing its sort of vaccine and checkbook diplomacy, specifically in the Pacific for a while now. So this is sort of India's upping its game and moving it into the vaccine sphere, right? Because as we know, India and China have been having border disputes, and that sort of move now into the vaccine sphere, and is directly competing now with China in that it's supplying vaccines now to developing countries to sort of get closer in strategic ties, yeah.
And there's been a lot of coverage in recent years about China's growing presence in the Pacific. Do you think this decision has to do with that, as well as those historical ties between Fiji and India you mentioned?
Of course, and India sort of favors a cooperative development strategy in its bilateral ties, right? So a vaccine diplomacy is very much to do with making the region more resilient, making it more strong, and that's where vaccines come in, right? Rather than sort of the tanks and the sort of the military aspect of it. So it's very much to do with building a stronger sort of strategic region through development, right? Prosperity and security have to be linked together, and that's India's vaccine diplomacy. What India's vaccine diplomacy is all about, right? Linking security and prosperity.
That's very similar to what China says as well.
Right, right. But I mean, there's that again, for Fiji and India, one has to put into context their larger historical relations, right? During the coups of 1987 and 2000, India's always sort of supported Fiji at multilateral organizations like the UN, you know, with China sort of has only very recently come into the picture. So India and Fiji ties go way back. And this sort of vaccine diplomacy is just sort of building on that.
Fiji would be considered to be outside of India's immediate sphere of geostrategic interest. Why do you think we have this development? Is it because of those issues we've already spoken about, the historic ties and the competition with China?
I think it is very much in India's strategic region, because if you follow Modi's foreign policy, specifically the Look East foreign policy, it very much puts Fiji in its region of strategic influence, right? So the fact that India has been hosting the FIPIC FIPIC conferences, the last one was held, I think, in 2015 in Jaipur, where all the leaders of the Pacific attended, there's been a very strong sort of drive to bring it closer to India in terms of its strategic relations, right? So the vaccine diplomacy is just one step in that.
How does India's vaccine diplomacy effort, its effort to send vaccines to developing countries, compare with China's? Do you have any idea?
Look, they both have strong supply linkages with the region, but I do think that there is a stronger trust factor when it comes to trusting vaccines and trusting the ones made in India versus trusting the ones made in China. Now, I can't really say to the scientific makeup of the vaccines, right? But the fact that India is producing the AstraZeneca one produced by the Serum Institute of India sort of has had more trust put into it than say, the Sinovac, right? So I suppose that really gives India the advantage over China's vaccine drive.
That's Teesta Prakash from Griffith University speaking with Liam Fox.